The Marriage Supper of the Lamb in Heaven or on Earth? Question number 44. What is the marriage spoken of in Christ's Object Lessons, page 307, and in The Great Controversy, page 426, 427? In one instance, it is said to be the union of humanity with divinity, in another the reception by Christ of his kingdom, and still in other it is said that the marriage takes place in heaven, while the saints are upon the earth waiting for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding. Will you please clear this complex subject for me? Answer. Let us remember that these figures of speech, along with many others, are only illustrations of truths, not the truths in themselves. For example, the setting up of the kingdom is illustrated, in one instance, by the harvest, the subjects of the kingdom, by the wheat, and the kingdom itself, by the barn. Matthew 13:30. In another instance, the setting up of the kingdom, and the separation of the sinners from among the saints, are illustrated by the angels drawing the net to shore, then sitting down, segregating the bad from the good fish, and putting the good in two vessels, but casting out of it the bad, Matthew 13:48. In this instance, the subjects of the kingdom are represented by the good fish, and the kingdom itself, by the vessels. So, while it is true that the marriage of Christ is a union of humanity with divinity, it is also true that the marriage is the reception of his kingdom, for humanity makes up the kingdom. Therefore, the marriage is equivalent to the coronation, the kingdom itself, to the city, or bride, and the guests, to the saints or subjects of the kingdom. From this we see that when Christ receives his kingdom, he indeed will unite humanity with divinity. The reception of his kingdom takes place in heaven, while the saints are still on earth, as Daniel was shown, "I saw in the night visions, and, behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion, and glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed." Daniel 7:13, 14. Bringing into prophetic focus the same event Jesus declared parabolically, "A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return." Luke 19:12. Note that he receives the kingdom, acquires ownership of it while he is away, not when he returns. See The Great Controversy, pages 426, 427. So, the marriage is the coronation of Christ, which takes place in the heavenly temple, when all his subjects on earth are made ready, while the work is drawing to completion, and probation to a close. Obviously, then, the marriage takes place before he comes to receive the saints unto himself, John 14:3, and before they meet him in the air. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, 17. Afterwards is served the supper. Consequently, though the wedding takes place in heaven, the saints, while on the earth, are the prospective guests for the marriage supper. Then, after the marriage is solemnized in the Holy of Holies, Jesus descends from heaven and takes the guests unto himself, so that where he is, they may be also, John 14 1-3. There they eat of the marriage supper of the Lamb. The Great Controversy, page 427, Revelation 19:9. In this instance, while the saints are said to be the guests, the holy city is said to be the bride. Revelation 21:9, 10. Again, just before the marriage, when the saints are still on earth, their righteousness is said to be the bride city's fine linen. Revelation 19:8. The lessons that are taught by these and other illustrations become priceless jewels of truth to those who take heed to them,